You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We begin, as we usually do, with the news of the day, just not the news of this day, because late on Friday, the Trump administration came out with the rules for that payroll tax deferment the president announced earlier this month. Now, a couple of things. Number one, deferring payroll taxes doesn't mean anything to people not on payrolls, like, for instance, the tens of millions of people who've lost their jobs since March. Number two, this thing starts September the 1st, which is, as you know, tomorrow. And that is going to make this, well, shall we say, a challenge for the businesses and payroll companies that got the instructions on Friday. And number three, that deferral part of payroll tax deferral means this may not be quite the tax break that a lot of people had maybe been hoping for. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams gets us going.
The president's move doesn't so much change what people pay in taxes, just when they pay it. So workers might get a small pay bump for a few months, but, says Janet Holtzblatt at the Tax Policy Center, come January 1st,
they should know that the money is going to have to start being repaid around the time that the Christmas bills also come due.
Which is giving businesses some pause before getting on board. Neil Bradley is chief policy officer at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce.
I think it is very difficult for widespread adoption, absent Congress acting, to provide greater clarity and to forgive the deferred taxes.
He says a lot is still unclear about this policy, like what happens if someone changes jobs during the deferral period or just gets laid off.
How do you reconcile between employers? You have substantial record-keeping issues.
All this leaves business owners in a bit of a bind. Davis Sensman is a lawyer in Minnesota, and they've been getting a lot of questions from small business owners.
A lot of them are saying, you know, if I don't do this, like, how do I talk to my employees about it so they don't think that somehow they're, you know, getting ripped off?
And as far as Sensman's business?
Yeah, I pay myself as an employee, so I use a payroll service, and I am not going to change anything.
The payroll tax deferral technically kicks in tomorrow, but it will probably take any businesses that do participate at least a couple of weeks to get their systems up to speed. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.
Delta Airlines joined United today in getting rid of change fees. It's a big revenue deal. Those fees netted carriers almost $3 billion last year. But these are desperate times in travel, right? And that gets us to another item. Chase and MasterCard are launching a new credit card with a whole lot of cash back rewards for spending on things like dining out and travel. Marketplace's Justin Ho explains what's going on here.
Earning cash back for travel spending doesn't seem that useful right now for Emmanuel Covazier, who's building an app that tracks credit card offers. But he is interested in the new Chase card's 3% cash back at drugstores and 5% cash back for groceries.
I'm ordering in a lot of grocery stores. That's one of the biggest spend categories now for me personally.
Credit card companies have been trying to adapt to the new ways we're shifting our spending, says Andrew Davidson, who follows credit cards for Comper Media. For credit card companies, thinking is,
we're in it for the long term. Consumer needs are changing. You know, we can't just sort of sit back and not offer new credit cards to customers.
U.S. Bank recently launched a card with perks for takeout and streaming services. Another new card called Grand Reserve offers points when you buy wine.
The race is on, really, to create the ideal credit card that reflects this sort of changing consumer needs.
Davidson says credit card marketing dropped at the outset of the pandemic, but it's starting to pick up again. Freelance musician Chris Williams has noticed these days when he checks his mail.
The only things I get are credit card offers, and normally I just like throw them in the trash.
Credit card companies need people to spend more and pay interest on balances they carry. Matt Schultz is chief credit analyst with LendingTree.
Businesses realize that they need to come up with some major incentive to try and shake people to spend a little bit more.
Earlier this month, the New York Federal Reserve said credit card balances dropped by $76 billion in the second quarter. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.